promise rest.
Lord Jesus,
think on me, nor let me go astray. Though darkness and perplexity point out your chosen way. Lord Jesus, think on me.
Good evening. The Lord be with you. Blessings, greetings to you in the name of Jesus this Ash Wednesday as we begin our 40 days of pondering our Lord's sacrifice for our sake. We will be following the order of service as it is printed before you in your worship bulletin. As part of our tradition here, we will come to a point in the service in just a little while where you will be invited to come forward as a remembrance of your holy baptism. It is without doubt that from dust we came and to dust we shall return, but we too have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. And so tonight we're not only mindful of our sin nature and the effects of sin, but we're also mindful of the promises that come to us through Christ Jesus. So again, if you're comfortable, there will come a point in the service where you'll be invited to come down the center aisle. This evening, I'm blessed to have with me Pastor Warner. For some of you, maybe you've met him on Saturday evening. Some of you, I suspect, you have not met him. I'm very thankful for Howard. For one, he's going to take some of the liturgy, which will save my voice a little bit. He's also going to help me with the baptismal remembrance. For those of you who are on my right in the church, Pastor Warner will take care of you, and then I'll be on the left-hand side. So again, just kind of form two lines when that time comes. With that, we'll continue with the order of service as it is before you in your worship bulletin.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Blessed are the poor in spirit,
for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn,
for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are the meek,
for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness,
for they shall be satisfied.
Blessed are the merciful,
for they shall receive mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart,
for they shall see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers,
for they shall be called sons of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake,
for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are you
when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account.
Father calls us, His Holy Spirit waits. His blessed angels gather around the heavenly gates. No question will He ask us, how often we have come. Although we oft have wandered, it is our Father's home. All embracing mercy, should we do without you when heart and eye run o'er? When all things seem against us to drive us to despair, we know one gate is open, one ear will hear our prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are dust, and to dust we shall return. But our God is faithful and just. When we confess our sins, He covers us in His righteousness and gives us new hope. Most merciful God, dust is our destiny. We are impure. We are at war against you and our fellow human beings in what we say, in what we think, and in what we do. We have even left undone the good things you have commanded us to do. We do not deserve the kingdom of heaven. Out of the depths of your perfect grace, please forgive us for the sins we have committed against you and against one another. Wash us clean and turn our rags into white robes, so that we will rise from the dust of ashes to the glory of your grace. Our merciful Heavenly Father, send His Son Jesus, who is righteous, merciful, and pure in heart. He is the one who has by His cross made peace between evil sinners and a righteous God. Jesus Christ rose from the dust of death to life again, so that we are made to live before God in righteousness and purity. It is by His grace that I announce to you that the forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we admit there are times when your will seems confusing to us, times when our experiences say there is no God of grace, no God of power, no God at all. When it feels like you are absent, shape our trust in your promises, that we might rely on your word, even when our world is impossible to understand. In times of testing, let your will be done in our life. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, in our Lord Jesus Christ, on this day, the Church begins a holy season of prayerful and penitential reflection. Our attention is especially directed to the holy suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ and humble repentance born of a faithful heart that dwells confidently in His Word, drawing from it life and hope. It's our prayer that our dear Father in heaven, for the sake of His beloved Son, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, might richly bless this Lenten tide for us, that we come to Easter with glad hearts. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me again the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Tonight, we are mindful of our sin, for we are dust, and to dust we shall return. But we're also mindful of our baptism and the promises offered to us in Christ through the cross. the promise of life, forgiveness, and restoration. We receive the sign of the cross on our foreheads once again as a reminder that we are broken but made whole in Christ. At this time, if you are comfortable, I invite you to come forward to the baptismal font for remembrance of your holy baptism.
Amen.
Gage, from dust you came, the dust you shall return, which you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dust you came, the dust you shall return, which you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dust you came, the dust you shall return, which you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. From dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sherry, from dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mariana, from dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. From dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. From dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. From dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. From dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And from dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. From dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. From dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Karen, from dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary Beth, from dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Derek, from dust you came, the dust you shall return, but you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See, from dust you came, to dust you shall return. But you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. From dust you came, from dust you shall return. But you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son.
And from dust you came, to dust you shall return. But you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. From dust you came, to dust you shall return. But you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'll get you, and then you get me. Okay. From dust you came, to dust you shall return. But you have been washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The first reading is from Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 through 19. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, Spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, Where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, Behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord. The second reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are of God's people. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
Please rise, if able, for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 11.
Glory to you.
Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Have a seat. Let's join together in singing the sermon.
Gracious Master and my God,
assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of your name. The name of Jesus charms our fears and bids our sorrows cease. Sing music in the sinner's ears, bring life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, he sets the prisoners free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avails for me. Look to the Lord who did atone for sin, O fallen race. Look and be saved through faith alone. Be justified by grace. See all our sins on Jesus laid. The Lamb has made us whole. His soul was once an offering made for every human soul. To God all glory, praise and love. Be now and ever again, my saints below and saints above, the church in earth and heaven. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text I chose for the sermon this evening is taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 11. And the sermon is this long. So get comfortable. I'm just kidding. I have a little exercise I want to do with you to start you off. But I need you to pay attention to the instructions, all right? So I'm going to start out, I'm going to give you a picture in just a few moments, or a half sheet of paper. And on the half sheet of paper, there's two pictures, picture one, picture two. When I hand it out to you, what I want you to do is I want you to look at it quickly, right? Just very quickly, see what you see, right? Don't examine it too much, just look at the picture, what do you see, set it down. All right, we're going to do that for picture one, we're going to do that for picture two, okay? So that's kind of the deal. I'm going to give you the picture, all right, and when I say, so when I hand it to you, just kind of keep it out of your sight for a minute, right? When I say, take a look, I want you to look at it quickly, see, observe the picture, quick, see what you see, set it down. All right, now we'll talk about it. All right, so Rod, you want to help hand these out for me? Maybe somebody run up to the choir real quick so they got them too. I didn't want to give them to you early because then that would blow it. It would mess it up. Okay, let me keep one. And I need that or I'm in trouble. Nope, Barb here. Couple over here. So no looking yet. Just set them down. Maybe you've seen these before too. Social media, Facebook world, everything's out there. So you've seen, yeah. It took me a minute for the. Yeah, don't look. Everybody got them? You guys got them up top? Not yet? Oh, good. Give me a thumbs up when you got them up there. Everybody good? Karen? Okay. I think they're okay. Yeah, they're good. All right. So ready? Take picture one. Look quick. Set it down. What do you see? Picture one. It's got the one right underneath. Okay? When you got it, you got it. Okay? Set it down. What did you see? A young woman? An old woman? Young woman? Beautiful woman. What if I said they're both? Can you see both? Okay. The young woman starts up here. The nose is that little bump in the eyelash. You see it? That's the young woman. The neck or the necklace to the young woman is the mouth of the old. See it? Ah, it's pretty neat, huh? I studied them. All right, you ready? Take it. Flip it over to the back now. Quick, take a look. Set it down. What do you see? Who sees a duck? You see a duck? Who sees a bunny? A little bit of both, right? Depending on which side you look. Here's the duck, right? If you go this way, the head of the bunny with the ears. See? Optical illusions. That's why I gave it to you. Illusions. All right, now I got to try to bring you back. I know. You got it? So my whole point in sharing this with you, it's an illusion. And illusions are fun. Right, illusions, optical illusions, help us to see things a little bit differently. We might start to see it one particular way, but if we look at it a little differently, if we shift the paper another way, we see something completely different. You see, that's the point of an optical illusion, really, I think, is it helps us to think and see things differently. And you know, as I thought about that, it really got me thinking about the gospel reading for this evening. You see, in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he really begins to help folks to think and see things a little bit differently. You see, I suppose, in some regard, folks at his time were somewhat disillusioned. Seeing the gospel today, I suppose, for the people in Jesus' day, when they heard the word blessed, they immediately kind of thought of people who were well off. The blessed were the people who were well off. The blessed were the privileged. They were the rich. They were the famous, the kings or the queens. Those were the people who were blessed. You see, for the common average person, they really didn't see themselves as counted among the blessed by worldly standard. It was a limited thing, not applicable to the simple and the ordinary. But here's the thing. Jesus didn't see it that way. Jesus saw things completely different. And as he spoke to the crowds that day on the Sermon on the Mount, he helps people to begin to see things different. To be blessed wasn't to be rich, wasn't to be privileged, wasn't to be famous. But the blessed were the poor in spirit. The blessed were the mournful. blessed were the ones who hungered and thirsted for righteousness. And really, when you look at it that way, it applies to everybody. Or at least it should, anyway. Now, of course, Jesus described more characteristics than these three that I just listed to you. But I really want to focus on these three, because I think they really apply to tonight, Ash Wednesday. A night when you and I are mindful of our sinful condition. A night when we're honest and real about sin and its effects. A night when we truly ought to realize just how dependent on God's blessing we really are. You see, friends, being honest, if left to ourselves, if left to our own ability, left to our own level of commitment, or left to our desiring for God, we would never attain blessed status. Reality is, we all fall short. And if status were dependent on you and me, we're in trouble. But that's where Jesus comes in. That's where Jesus comes in, you see. It isn't about what we've accomplished. It isn't about our status, but it's about Him. It's about Him taking death, our death, the death we deserve. It's about Him taking our punishment. It's about Him dying and rising. It's about Him uniting us to His death, uniting us to His resurrection. And it's about Him. It's about Him opening the door of blessings to you and me through forgiveness and life. And here's the deal. Tonight, Jesus helps us to see. And you can bet it's no illusion. Not at all. Tonight, He helps you and me to see that we the people who are honest, we the people who are real about who we are, beggars, that's how Luther put it, and we the repentant turn out to be the blessed, the truly blessed. We, the poor in spirit and deed, inherit the kingdom. Blessed. United to His death and His resurrection, Jesus ushers that kingdom in. And us cross-marked sinners are declared sons and daughters. We're connected. We're living. Now and forever. We, the mournful, are comforted, blessed. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, Paul says this, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death." See, friends, tonight we have a godly sorrow. We have a godly sorrow over our wrongs. Tonight, our hearts are heavy, deeply heavy for our wrongs. But tonight, we too have the comfort that only comes from our Savior. A death-defeating, devil-stomping, world-overpowering Savior. A Savior who says, "You are mine." And a Savior who says, "There is nothing that can separate you from me. Not even sin. Not even death. Not even the devil." we, the thirsty, are satisfied, blessed. Apart from the Savior, we long only to satisfy ourselves. Apart from the Savior, the hunger pangs continue. An endless quest in us that would only lead to despair. The world says, look within yourself. God says, look to my Son. Look to my Son who made you right. Look to my Son, the way, the truth, and the life. Look to the Good Shepherd. Be satisfied. With him, your cup runs over. And as your cup runs over, so do you. As his love pours out of you for him and for others. Blessed. Blessed even. To be a blessing. In a world sometimes still disillusioned, in a world that still perhaps considers the blessed to be the ones with the most status, the most accomplishments, the most possessions, tonight, God helps us to see differently. To see what it really means to be blessed. How blessed we are to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. How blessed we are to be rich in Christ Jesus. How blessed we are to see differently. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want you to join me in the offertory prayer. Heavenly Father, you have given us life. What can we give in return for our lives? We return them back to you. Accept these tokens, accept our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church and for all people according to their needs. Lord Jesus, we thank you for opening your mouth and teaching us. You have called us blessed, and so we are. Because of your perfect life, your crucifixion on the cross, and your resurrection from the dead, we are blessed beyond all people. Lord, because of your mercy,
blessed are we.
Lord Jesus, as your people, you have called us to open our eyes to those who are poor, those who mourn, those who are meek, and those who hunger and thirst. Make us merciful so that we not only see, but also help those who are in need of help. Make us your hands and feet for service in this world. Lord, because of your mercy,
blessed are we.
Lord Jesus, you have taught us to be peacemakers. Use us to properly influence our government, to rule according to your will, and in the wisdom only you can provide. Make every leader around the world compassionate and peace-loving. Lord, because of your mercy,
blessed are we.
Lord Jesus, you bless your people with the miracle of health and healing. Surround all those who are ill with your presence and your love. Give them the blessing of people who are wise, willing, and ready to serve them in the best possible way for restoration of body and soul. Lord, because of your mercy,
blessed are we.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for all those who were persecuted for righteousness' sake and have given their lives for the sake of the gospel. We also thank you for those near and dear to us who influenced us in the faith and now live and walk with you. Their reward in heaven is great, due to the boundless depths of your grace. Lord, because of your mercy,
blessed are we.
Into your hands, Lord Jesus, we place all of our needs, knowing that you are the only one who can bless us and measure beyond our wildest expectation.
Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should, at all times and in all places, give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, you bid your people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast. Renew our zeal in faith and life, and bring us to the fullness of grace that belongs to the children of God. Therefore, with angels, with archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore appraising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, hosanna, hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only begotten Son that all those who believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. We pray together. Now as our Lord has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also
with you. As we receive God's peace into our hearts and our minds, let's share that peace with one another. Peace be with you.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Go in peace.
True body and blood, strengthen you, keep you in the true faith from now to life everlasting. The Lord gives joy and his peace. Amen.
This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord. For your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Let us pray. Merciful God, accompany our journey through these 40 days. Renew us in the gift of baptism, that repentant and forgiven, we might live new lives, trusting in your presence and promises, finding our only treasure in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
My dear friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you, keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.
church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord. She is this new creation by water and the Word. Heaven he came and sought her to be his only bride, and with his blood he bought her, and for her life he died. He lacked from every nation, yet won o'er all the earth. Charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued.
Brandon, bow at the altar and then start going down the aisle.
about the lectern publicly speaking, is the prayer size?
Do you remember what it was?